Just a couple notes. The devil gave me a cold. And so I am not going to walk out and shake your hands today. I'll just exit and go my way. So thank you for the opportunity to be here today and to be on one of the most meaningful day to me. I was adopted. That mother's dead. Then my dad's been married 3 times. 2 of them are dead. My mother and father-in-law are dead. I have a brother-in-law and a sister-in-law dead. I have 2 brothers dead. That's just in our immediate family. Now, I know where they are because they were born again through the water of holy baptism, as you had been. They are in heaven, not caring what's going on down here, but enjoying the presence of God and His Son and the Holy Spirit and all the other saints before us. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who went before you. We rejoice today as we remember the saints who have gone before us to be with our Lord. And here in this congregation, just a few have fallen asleep and have received their great reward in heaven. And the great reward in heaven is Jesus Christ Himself. And relatives and friends outside the congregation here who belong to God also entered their reward. The revelation lesson today tells of a great multitude that no one can count. And so, my dear Christian friends, this is a great day awaiting for each of us. What this world cannot imagine, people from every nation, from tribes all over the world, from peoples and languages, but what unites them all? At their center is one. And all eyes are focused not on themselves, but on one man. The poetry of the Revelation reading is comforting, describing our Savior to be to us as a lamb, the one who has sacrificed, bore death, and the sins that cause our death, but who now lives and draws all the attention of God and His kingdom to Himself. Now, this is the life that pulses through the Beatitudes which Jesus speaks. We should be wise enough to know that those who persecute and say all sorts of evil things against God's blessed ones, this is not really the world, my friends. Of course, all the powers of evil are joined in one effort to dishonor Christ's sacrifice and to make us despair and die in our sins. But the first and most dangerous opponents of Jesus were His disciples, religious. Most will persecute those who follow Jesus, He says, on account of Me. And as you meditate on the Beatitudes this week, you can see how truly happy you are as a child of God. You can't go wrong if you don't stray too far from the gift that is Jesus, as we learn what God says, on account of Me. Jesus calls the following blessed: the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the strong and accommodating, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and are merciful, pure in heart, who make peace and are even persecuted for the sake of righteousness. But then, as the cap, He draws all eyes back to Himself, because this is all about Jesus in the first place. And then He draws even you and me and others into that multitude that praises God and His Lamb. He says, they will revile you, and you will rejoice and be glad, for so they persecuted the prophets who went before you. Who are the they doing this reviling against you? Well, remember, God's own people killed God's prophets. Those who were called and chosen first to belong to God showed that they were people so wicked. It does not matter how many gifts the Lord gives us, we just will not hear His word. Instead, we will always substitute our own thoughts and judgments for the will of God. And the man speaking blessings told his disciples that he did not come for those who ever imagine that they have access to God more firmly and assuredly than other people, as their eyes turned towards themselves. Instead, he came for those who look to themselves and then to God's will and mourn and hunger and wish they were pure. Jesus calls them sinners and calls you to repentance. Our loved ones who now rest with the Lord were of that group. Pray God that we belong to them too. The persecution Jesus speaks of comes from those who find the greatest fault of this world living in the missteps of others. So they persecuted the prophets who called all men to repentance. And so they opposed and rushed to death our head, our shepherd, our lamb. Jesus teaches us that we must outshine the best people who ever lived, the righteous of his day, or we will certainly not enter the kingdom of God. He lets no one off the hook. Mourn your sins, dear Christian. Find fault most in you. If you would follow Christ and enter his glory, make peace with those who are bent on causing trouble for you. Bear with patience those who insist on pushing others around, and pray for those who are obviously trapped by sin, that even a rotten sinner like yourself takes notice. But we learn the true blessing Jesus speaks of when we confess what we are and see how far off we have to be compared to the teacher himself. He prayed pardon for those who killed him. He taught patiently those who prided themselves in their superiority to others. And he was given extra patience with his disciples, who also shied away from cross, suffering, repentance, and giving themselves over to death. And he died for them all, and for you, and for me. And now, since he reigns on heaven's throne, he teaches us with full authority, confidence, and certainty what a blessed life is all about. The baptism that you have received grants you a right standing with God that no Pharisee can ever attain. Those righteous men and the ones they looked down on, they all agreed that there was a great difference between them. That's why everyone hated Jesus and what he taught when he came. For he told the bad to repent and turn to good deeds, but he turned the ones that we all agreed were good. You're not good enough. And he promised God his Father his ear, his certain care, simply to those who bear his name now, the gift of your holy baptism, and he laid upon you all his word, commands that not one Christian ever lived up to perfection. But then he promised to pardon and forget where we fall, even giving us today his body to eat and his blood to drink, to make us blessed, beatituded again. He gives us credits with patience and humility and peacemaking and mercy showing, which we may not see very well in ourselves at all. And the Beatitudes are so happy then, for we learn the right way to read them, Jesus at the head and everything else falling into place, because it's all about him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is ours first, because heaven's King, our Savior, is ours. So we don't have to do what the rest or the best of Jesus' day did, pretending to be something that we are not. Instead, when confronted with sins, we may admit what we are. To those who we wrong, we can admit that we wish we were better people. And we can stop this awful excuse-making that we're pros at. Well, you don't understand what I was trying to do. I meant well. Happily, Jesus teaches us to admit our poverty of spirit as we have learned to pray and sing and plead with God 50 times over our divine liturgy. Have mercy on us, take away our sins, grant us peace. We are children of God for sure, for Jesus is God's Son. So let's make peace. Ask for pardon when we stir things up. Jesus forgives. Because the earth belongs to us, our inheritance, well, what can anyone really take away from us? If they take our jacket, give them your shirt. If they make you go a mile, skip the second mile. I mean, you know, skipping like. And of course, we won't do all that very well. Thank God his Son came for us who are sinners. This week, thank God for all the saints who have gone before you. They lived this way, seeking good, admitting their wrongs, trusting in Christ's sacrifice for them, and living to die and dying to live, and not making a very perfect job of it at all. They too were good for the dirty pigs of this world. They were not good enough for those who want to shine. But in the eyes of God the Father, who only keeps his eyes on Jesus, they were the happy ones, chosen ones, the ones at peace. And now, they're blessed forever. Okay, fold your hands, bow your heads. Heavenly Father, bring us to your kingdom with all your saints triumphant through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now the God of peace make you perfect in every way. May he keep your mind, body, and life sound and without a fault until our God, Jesus Christ, comes again. You can depend on him who'll do it. The grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. Amen.